finished business with the Nashville Predators tonight, and the pressure on the Hawks remains intense. A good way to handle that pressure is to play every shift as if elimination is staring them right in the face, because just like Wednesday night, it still is. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck, this one's underway, and the Hawks control. Here the Preds, Arvidsson into the Hawk zone, down the left wing, fed it in front, Johansson shoots, what a save by Subban! He nearly did the splits in the goal crease, and he got his left pad on that shot. Early on, a huge save for Malcolm Subban and the Hawk. Tolvanen got it back, left circle, Ellis tried to put it in front, knocked away by Kalmuck, the loose puck in front, they score! And I believe Ryan Johansson was the last guy to touch that puck and knock it past Subban. It was an ugly-looking goal, but it'll count. As Phil Esposito would say, they all looked like slap shots the next day in the line score. 1-0 Nashville. Taken by Yarncroke, put it back down to the corner to Granlund. Granlund put it beside the net. Cunnin shoots and scores. Luke Cunnin, who came into this game co-leading the Predators in scoring against the Blackhawks this season. He scores his fourth goal of the year against the Hawks. And it gives the Predators a 2-0 lead with 3:36 left in period two. Spin it behind the net, around to the right point to Ellis. Down to the right wing corner, a shot there, they score. This is off the stick of Eric Howla from about 4 feet above the goal line in the right wing corner in the Hawk zone. I thought he was trying to center the puck, but this deflects in behind Subban, and the Predators now lead 3-0. Hawk sends the puck back to the right point to Bodan. A Kalik left point. Long shot! This did it go in? No! It was kept out by Saros. Oh, a scrambling save by Jussi Saros.
Boy, this might have gone in. They'll have to take another look at this one. Blackhawks looking for some kind of a break. Let's go down and get the call on the ice.
After reviewing the play, it was determined that the puck completely crossed the goal line. Therefore, this is a
three, and now Hinostroza works it free behind the net to Kane, and there's the horn ending the hockey game. Nashville 3 and the Hawks 1 is your final score.